Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
To where we were, I'd be. is none like you. And no one else can touch my heart like you do. And I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. Sing it with me. There is none like you. And no one else can touch my heart like you do. And I could search for all eternity long and find there is no like you. Oh, I could search for all eternity long and find there is no. There is none like you.
It's not conservative or liberal, however they're defined. It's not about interpretation or the judgment of the mind. It's the opposite of politics, power or prestige. It's about a simple message. And whether we believe,
it's still the cross,
it's still the blood of Calvary
that cleanses sin
and sets the captive free. It's still
the name of Jesus that has power to save the lost. It's still some may water down theology and preach a word to suit our needs. Some may justify sweet subtle lies that are wrapped in noble deeds. Some may alter their convictions to adapt to social wills, but they cannot change the gospel or the truth contained within it. Still the
still the blood of Calvary
that cleanses sin
and sets the captive free. It's still
the name of Jesus that has power to save the lost.
It's still the cross.
Though some may say it's man's religion or ancient history, the cross of Jesus still remains the price for sin
that sets us free.
It's still the cross,
still the blood of Calvary that cleanses sin and sets the captive free. It's still the name,
the name of Jesus that has power to save.
Still the cross.
it's still the cross.
This is Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio.
myself as I kneel before you now. I believe your promise to be faithful. I don't always understand what your perfect will demands, but I'll learn to trust you.
Thank you, Lord, for the sparrow that sings. It makes sweet melody for the rivers that flow, the rain and the snow. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. So real, thank you, Lord, for being a friend so dear, giving my sad heart cheer, for holding my hand when I could not stand. Thank you, Lord. Wanna thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me. Thank you, thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You're listening to Songs of Praise.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now shining as the sun.
best days to sing God's praise. Then when we first begun.
Gone were my loved ones and my dearest friends. Savior, could love me again. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. Slowly but wholly taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you want to stay. Sin will cost you far more than you want to pay. Sin will cost you far more than you want to,
when I
Listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son. His treasure, how great the pain of searing loss. The Father turns His face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Upon His shoulders, ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. Ooh. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no will. should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom.
Just a poor wayfaring stranger, I'm traveling through this world of woe. But there's no sickness, no toil or danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my father. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home. I know dark clouds will gather round me. I know my way is rough and it's steep, but golden fields lay just before me, where God's redeemed shall lean on the Lord. I'm going there to see my mother. She said she'd meet me when I come. I'm just a just a going over home. I'll soon be free of earthly trials. My body sleep in the old churchyard. I'll drop the cross of and enter in my great reward.
I want to wear a crown of glory when I get home to that bright land. I want to shout salvation's story in concert with that blood-washed band.
I'm going there to meet my Savior, to sing his praise forevermore. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going.
cross, Christ will meet you there. Come while he waits for you. List to his voice, leave with him your care, and begin life anew. Kneel at the cross,
at the cross.
Kneel at the cross. Leave every care,
leave every care.
Kneel at the cross,
at the cross.
Kneel at the cross. Jesus will meet you there. Kneel at the cross, there is room for all who would his glory share. Bliss there awaits, harm can there befall those who are anchored there. Kneel at the cross,
at the cross.
Kneel at the cross, leave every care. The cross, give your idols up, look unto realms above. Turn not away to thy sparkling cup, trust only in his love. Kneel at the cross,
at the cross.
Kneel at the cross, leave every care,
every care.
Leave every care. Kneel at the cross,
at the cross.
Kneel at the cross. We'll meet you there.
Merciful.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to 3ABN Australia Radio's book reading program. The book, The Ministry of Healing by Alan White, provides sound counsel regarding holistic health. It covers all aspects of living that contributes to good health, like cheerfulness, fresh air, exercise, diet, and positive relationships with other people, to name a few. Crucial also is a personal relationship with our Creator, who gave us life and everything we need for health and happiness. In this book, Alan White deals with sickness of the soul and the healing balm to be found by trusting God in all things. Written in simple, beautiful language, Ministry of Healing will point to a life full of joy and happiness, a life connected with the source of healing power. Let's join our book reader, Rosalie Rickards.
Hello, this is Rosalie, and I'm reading from the book Ministry of Healing by Alan White. Continuing chapter 41, In Contact with Others. It is through the social relations that Christianity comes in contact with the world. Every man or woman who has received the divine illumination is to shed light on the dark pathway of those who are unacquainted with the better way. Social power, sanctified by the Spirit of Christ, must be improved in bringing souls to the Saviour. Christ is not to be hid away in the heart as a coveted treasure, sacred and sweet, and to be enjoyed solely by the possessor. We are to have Christ in us as a well of water, springing up into everlasting life, refreshing all who come in contact with us. End of chapter 41. Chapter 42, Development and Service. Christian life is more than many take it to be. It does not consist wholly in gentleness, patience, meekness, and kindliness. These graces are essential, but there is need also of courage, force, energy, and perseverance. The path that Christ marks out is a narrow, self-denying path. To enter that path and press on through difficulties and discouragements requires men who are more than weaklings. Subheading, Force of Character. Men of stamina are wanted. Men who will not wait to have their way smoothed and every obstacle removed. Men who will inspire with fresh zeal the flagging efforts of dispirited workers. Men whose hearts are warm with Christian love, and whose hands are strong to do their master's work. Some who engage in missionary service are weak, nerveless, spiritless, easily discouraged. They lack push. They have not those positive traits of character that give power to do something, the spirit and the energy that kindle enthusiasm. Those who would win success must be courageous and hopeful. They should cultivate not only the passive but the active virtues. While they are to give the soft answer that turns away wrath, they must possess the courage of a hero to resist evil. With the charity that endures all things, they need the force of character that will make their influence a positive power. Some have no firmness of character. Their plans and their purposes have no definite form and consistency. They are of but little practical use in the world. This weakness, indecision, and inefficiency should be overcome. There is in true Christian character an indomitableness that cannot be moulded or subdued by adverse circumstances. We must have moral backbone and integrity that cannot be flattered, bribed, or terrified. God desires us to make use of every opportunity for securing a preparation for His work. He expects us to put all our energies into performance and to keep our hearts alive to its sacredness and its fearful responsibilities. Many who are qualified to do excellent work accomplish little because they attempt little. thousands pass through life as if they had no great object for which to live, no high standard to reach. One reason for this is the low estimate which they place upon themselves. Christ paid an infinite price for us, and according to the price paid, he desires us to value ourselves. Be not satisfied with reaching a low standard. We are not what we might be, or what it is God's will that we should be. God has given us reasoning powers, not to remain inactive or to be perverted to earthly and sordid pursuits, but that they may be developed to the utmost, refined, sanctified, ennobled, and used in advancing the interests of his kingdom. No one should consent to be mere machines run by another man's mind. God has given us the ability to think and to act, and it is by acting with carefulness, looking to him for wisdom, that you will become capable of bearing burdens. Stand in your God-given personality. Be no other person's shadow. Accept that the Lord will work in and by and through you. Never think that you have learned enough and that you may now relax your efforts. The cultivated mind is the measure of the man. Your education should continue during your lifetime. Every day you should be learning and putting to practical use the knowledge gained. Remember that in whatever position you may serve, you are revealing motive, developing character. Whatever your work, do it with exactness, with diligence. Overcome the inclination to seek an easy task. The same spirit and principles that one brings into the daily labour will be brought into the whole life. Those who desire a fixed amount to do and a fixed salary, and who wish to prove an exact fit without the trouble of adaptation or training, are not the ones whom God calls to work in his cause. Those who study how to give as little as possible of their physical, mental and moral power are not the workers upon whom he can pour out abundant blessings. Their example is contagious. Self-interest is the ruling motive. Those who need to be watched and who work only as every duty is specified to them are not the ones who will be pronounced good and faithful. Workers are needed who manifest energy, integrity, diligence, those who are willing to do anything that needs to be done. Many become inefficient by evading responsibilities for fear of failure. Thus they fail of gaining the education which results from experience and which reading and study and all the advantages otherwise gained cannot give them. Mankind can shape circumstances, but circumstances should not be allowed to shape the man. We should seize upon circumstances as instruments by which to work. We are to master them, but should not permit them to master us. Men of power are those who have been opposed, baffled, and thwarted. By calling their energies into action, the obstacles they meet prove to them positive blessings. They gain self-reliance. Conflict and perplexity call for the exercise of trust in God and for that firmness which develops power. Christ gave no stinted service. He did not measure his work by hours. His time, his heart, his soul and strength were given to labour for the benefit of humanity. Through weary days he toiled, and through long nights he bent in prayer for grace and endurance that he might do a larger work. With strong crying and tears, he sent his petitions to heaven, that his human nature might be strengthened, that he might be braced to meet the wily foe in all his deceptive workings, and fortified to fulfill his mission of uplifting humanity. To his workers, he says, "I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done. John 13, verse 15. The love of Christ, said Paul, constraineth us. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14. This was the actuating principle of his conduct. It was his motive power. If ever his ardour in the path of duty flagged for a moment, one glance at the cross caused him to gird up anew the loins of his mind and press forward in this way of self-denial. In his labours for his brethren, he relied much upon the manifestation of infinite love in the sacrifice of Christ with its subduing, constraining power. How earnest, how touching his appeal! You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. You know the height from which he stooped, the depth of humiliation to which he descended. His feet entered upon the earth of sacrifice and turned not aside until he had given his life. There was no rest for him between the throne in heaven and the cross. His love for man led him to welcome every indignity and suffer every abuse. Paul admonishes us to look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. He bids us possess the mind, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2, verses 4 to 8. Paul was deeply anxious that the humiliation of Christ should be seen and realized. He was convinced that if men could be led to consider the amazing sacrifice made by the majesty of heaven, selfishness would be banished from their hearts. The apostle lingers over point after point, that we may in some measure comprehend the wonderful condescension of the Saviour in behalf of sinners. He directs the mind first to the position which Christ occupied in heaven, in the bosom of his Father. He reveals him afterwards as laying aside his glory, voluntarily subjecting himself to the humbling condition of man's life, assuming the responsibilities of a servant, and becoming obedient unto death. And that the most ignominious and revolting, the most agonizing, the death of the cross. Can we contemplate this wonderful manifestation of the love of God without gratitude and love, and a deep sense of the fact that we are not our own? Such a master should not be served from grudging, selfish motives. To be continued.
Join us again next time when Rosalie Rickards continues reading from the book, The Ministry of Healing, here on your station, 3ABN Australia Radio.
God is the God of the impossible. Gideon was chosen by God to be the deliverer of Israel, and he was tasked with leading the armies of Israel against the Midianites. In order to even have a chance, Gideon would have to have had a huge army. But we read this in Judges 7 and verse 7. Then the Lord said to Gideon, "By the 300 men who lapped, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go, every man to his place." 300 men against a massive, well-armed fighting force? Utterly impossible, except that God was with them. The same God who brought down the walls of Jericho and opened up the Red Sea would do the impossible again, which means that God can do the impossible for you. Maybe you're married to someone who doesn't believe, and you've come to the place where you realize it's just impossible for you to get through to that person about the love and goodness of God. You might be right, But remember that what's impossible for you is not impossible for God. An important test or exam. Try as you might, you can't get it figured out. But God can help you with this or anything else. In the beginning, God called the world out of nothing. Now, do you know anyone else who could do that? No, you don't. But God is the God of the impossible. A challenge at work, financial difficulties. God is able, always able. Of course, He doesn't always act in the way we think He should, but that's only because He knows best. So hang on to God. Faith won't let God go. If a situation looks impossible, that's when God can really step in and let you see how great He is. Against the odds, Gideon led Israel to an amazing victory through God's power. And God can do the same for you. Hold on to God today. God is the God of the impossible.